Who is this King of Glory? Prophecies of Christ in the Psalms. The Psalms in the Book of Psalms collectively are called in Hebrew Tehillim, or praises. Many were set to music. No book of the Old Testament is more Christian than Psalms. Out of a total of 283 direct citations from the Old Testament that are also found in the New Testament, 116 are found in Psalms. See Bible Dictionary, pages 754 through 755. The psalmist asks, "Who is this King of Glory?" and answers, "The Lord strong and mighty." Psalm 24, verse 8. Many prophecies of Christ found in Psalms are fulfilled in the New Testament. For example, Psalm 31, verse 5, speaks messianically of the crucifixion. "Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth." The fulfillment of that prophecy is found in Luke chapter 23, verse 46. "And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost." Following are other prophecies of Christ in Psalms, linked to their fulfillment in the New Testament. In this article, there is artwork depicting certain psalms and the fulfillment of prophecy. "Get thee hence, Satan," by Carl Heinrich Block. "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12. Prophecy fulfilled in Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. "Christ Stilling the Storm," by Robert T. Barrett. "He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still." Psalm 107, verse 29. Prophecy fulfilled in Mark chapter 4, verse 39. "Peace I leave with you," by Walter Raine. "The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." Psalm 29, verse 11. Prophecy fulfilled in John chapter 14, verse 27. "Judas betraying Jesus with a kiss," by James Tissot. "Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me." Psalm 41, verse 9. Prophecy fulfilled in John chapter 13, verses 21 through 27. Detail from The Crucifixion, by Carl Heinrich Block. "They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink." Psalm 69, verse 21. Prophecy fulfilled in Matthew chapter 27, verse 34. "He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken." Psalm 34, verse 20. Prophecy fulfilled in John chapter 19, verse 36. "They part my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vesture." Psalm 22, verse 18. Prophecy fulfilled in Matthew chapter 27, verse 35. "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me, and from the words of my roaring?" Psalm 22, verse 1. Prophecy fulfilled in Mark chapter 16, verse 34. "The Burial of Christ," by Carl Heinrich Block. "Even as Christ was buried, believers knew his resurrection had been prophesied. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." Psalm 16, verses 9 and 10. Prophecy fulfilled in Acts chapter 13, verses 34 through 37. See also Acts chapter 2, verses 31 and 32. "Take Your Rest," by Walter Raine. "Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. Psalm 69, verse 20. Prophecy fulfilled in Mark chapter 14, verses 34 through 42. The Crown of Thorns by Gustave Doré. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord, that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing that he delighted in him. Psalm 22, verses 7 and 8. Prophecy fulfilled in Matthew chapter 27, verse 43. The Doubtful Thomas by Karl Heinrich Block. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. Psalm 22, verse 16. Prophecy fulfilled in Mark chapter 15, verse 25, and John chapter 20, verses 24 through 27. The Ascension by Harry Anderson. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Psalm 68, verse 18. Prophecy fulfilled in Acts, chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. See also Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 8 through 10. End of the article. Who is this King of Glory?